The perfect combination of versatile athleisure and training apparel has arrived. Thanks to the visionary minds of New Balance, Clutch Athletics, and Rich Paul, the designs reflect the heart of the athlete and the spirit of the community. With rising defensive football stars Will Anderson and Chase Young on the roster, Clutch Athletics brings the best innovative gear to all athletes, giving them style and performance on and off the field. Learn more and purchase Clutch Athletics at newbalance.com. Let's set some championship lineups right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. So which streaming quarterback are you going with? How are we looking at these backfields that are sort of in question right now as we are at 8 a.m. on Sunday of Week 17? Adam and Heath here. All right, let's start with Justin Jefferson and get your thoughts on where to rank Justin Jefferson. Where did you settle on him now that Kirk Cousins is out?
High-end number two wide receiver. There's a lot of question marks today all throughout the rankings at all positions. This is one where, for the most part, I'm just going to start Justin Jefferson.
Are you going to start Amon-Ra St. Brown or Justin Jefferson?
I will go with Jefferson.
Okay. How about Jarrett Patterson? Enthused at all about these, you know, probable starting running back for Washington?
High-end flex at best. There's more upside than that, but it's a terrible matchup against a good run defense. And in their most recent game, I believe he ran two pass routes the entire game. Jonathan Williams played all the third downs. I don't know that he has a passing downs role at all, and I don't think the running downs role is going to be very valuable in this game.
Yeah, it's really a great point. You have to have the catches probably. I mean, that's why we were excited about Antonio Gibson if we were. All right, Cortland Sutton has an opportunity here. No Patrick. Has Patrick been ruled out? I mean, no Judy.
I don't believe there's any Patrick or Judy, and right. I'm not sure there should be any Cortland Sutton in your lineup. he's a low-end number three wide receiver. He has boom potential, but his team also might just not score any points.
He's also playing with an illness, so you know, don't even know how close to 100% he is. All right, so you're not excited about Cortland Sutton. You're not excited about Jarrett Patterson. How about a streaming quarterback? We got a lot of questions comparing the three mobile guys, Taysom Hill, Trey Lance, Tyler Huntley. How would you rank them?
Man, I've gone back and forth on this, and I have all four within half a point in my projections. So, like, I think the safer thing to do would be, say, Taysom Hill first. I actually have it ranked Lance, Hill, Huntley, but they're all good options. They're all top 12 options. I would start all of them over Russell Wilson. But it comes down to me between Lance and Hill. I think Lance has a little bit more upside. Hill definitely has the best floor of the three.
Eagles running backs, as of right now, Boston Scott is going to play. We know that, but Jordan Howard is expected to play. So what do you think?
Yeah, I downgraded Scott to a borderline number two running back. He's ahead of Jarrett Patterson. He's ahead of Dare Ogunbowale, but he's behind Devin Singletary. He's behind Elijah Mitchell for me now. Jordan Howard is more of a flex just because they haven't thrown the ball to him yet. He's been all touchdowns. And I worry about the fact that he's got a stinger and they didn't know if he's going to play all week long.
Right.
That could be one hit and he's done. So I think you go Scott over Howard, neither of them in the top 25.
Arizona running backs.
I'm going to stick with Edmonds over Connor, kind of sticking with this. I'm going to be a little worried about the guy coming back from absence. Edmonds is a good number two running back who I think could do a lot of really good things in the passing game. Connor, probably for me this week, more of a touchdown dependent flex. I do like him more than Jordan Howard, but I have Connor behind Boston Scott.
You have Edmonds ahead of Boston Scott?
I do.
All right, San Francisco running backs. You already alluded to it. Looks like Mitchell is your favorite of the group we've talked about so far.
And I'm ranking Mitchell quite a bit lower than where he was when he was the guy, but I'm kind of taking Kyle Shanahan at face value. We're going to give him everything he can handle.
Yeah.
They've not really had much of a committee. I still don't have Mitchell in my top 20, but I have him behind Chase Edmonds, ahead of Boston Scott, Jordan Howard, James Conner, all those guys.
How are you feeling about Mike Evans, who's going to try to give it a go today, but will be limited if he plays?
I think it's a possibility that both he and Antonio Brown are going to be limited. Reports were they didn't think Brown would be able to play until he practiced yesterday. So I don't think this is quite the same ranking. I would play Brown over Evans. Brown, the number two wide receiver. Evans, I view as more of a touchdown-dependent number three.
Antonio Brown, and you said Justin Jefferson is a number two wide receiver, but he's a must start. Is Antonio Brown ahead or behind of Justin Jefferson in your rankings?
I would start Jefferson over Brown.
Okay. Let's read some questions here. Michael Pittman or Michael Carter half PPR? And oh, that's the Carson Wentz thing is also a huge thing. He's has not been cleared yet. He's off the COVID list, but we don't know if Carson Wentz is going to play.
Yeah, assuming that Carson Wentz is going to play, then I would play Pittman over Michael Carter. If Carson Wentz was out, then I would play Carter over Michael Pittman.
Start one, Mitchell, Howard, Scott. That's going to be Mitchell for you.
Yeah, it will be Mitchell, yes.
We've got a lot of Hill or Lance, and you're right now you're going Taysom Hill over Lance, but you keep going back and forth. Let's see, Elijah Penny, or no, Rashad Penny, or Hunter Renfro.
That's going to be format dependent. In full PPR, I'd definitely go for Renfro. In non-PPR, I'd definitely go for Penny.
Mixon, Jacobs, Cook, or Ronald Jones, you have to sit one, half PPR.
This was not what I expected I'd ever be saying, but I'm actually going to sit Dalvin Cook.
Oh, okay. Rojo, Swift, or Chase Edmonds, start two.
In full I'm going to sit Swift.
You're starting Edmonds over Swift?
I'm starting Edmonds over Swift.
Oh, man. Okay. I was surprised.
It's another guy, Swift, another guy coming back from injury. I don't have him projected for his full workload.
Okay. Singletary, Cooper, and Johnson. I don't know who Johnson, Deontay.
Sit I think one. We should sit Johnson.
What if it's Deontay Johnson?
Oh, yeah. It could be him. Then I would sit Singletary.
Okay. One more. Zach Ertz or Dawson Knox?
I'll go with Ertz.
All right, that's it. Thanks very much, everybody. Good luck today. Let's win a championship. We'll be back to recap the Sunday action at about 8:10 p.m. Eastern, maybe a little earlier than that. So we'll see you here, youtube.com/fantasyfootballtoday.